Paul.
As I increasingly find myself in situations of either sharing, either leading a retreat or doing Q&As and maybe also giving guidance on meditation, and just repeatedly that the questions coming up about samadhi, concentration, jhana, things like that, and people and our tendency to measure. That measuring and just how much discontent. And one of the things I reflect on and the way at least I try and answer is often saying, well, how often do we actually know? Like we're constantly measuring, and that, well, when do we know enough is enough to be able to develop insight and things? And it's that constant feeling that I get from people, they're expressing their discontent and lack of, that it's never enough.
Yeah, it never is.
I'm just wondering if you could offer any reflections around that.
Well, I mean, it's the nature of desire and the nature of the measuring mind. It's just you never get enough, even if it's samadhi and insight. It's never going to be enough, so long as it's being measured. So that the samadhi is all, or insight, again, is accompanied by this, the relief of relinquishment and letting go. I just remember Ajahn Sumedho asking Ajahn Chah a similar sort of question, in the sense of, wanting to know, what is samadhi? So I know what I'm doing, and I know I'm doing it right. And Ajahn Chah's response, oh, samadhi is a holiday for the heart. So that, we turn it into a chore and an accomplishment. And as long as it's a chore and or an accomplishment that we're chasing after, it can't really be peaceful. And it doesn't mean you don't do it, but it's sort of, how do I hold it so I'm not so goal-oriented? I think it's important to be just process-oriented, interested in the process of being attentive, or interested in the process of being settled. Because that samadhi is, some of the definitions, it's not that the definitions are wrong, but I think they're misleading sometimes. When you say, samadhi as even it's just concentration. Samadhi is concentration. And just the word concentration, all you say, you concentrate the mind, and you're already tense. And it's just this, just to be, get out, right out of the gate. And also that sense of the literal meaning of the word concentrate is to make small. Like you concentrate a liquid, you reduce it down, you decrease it, and you make it smaller by concentrating. And the mind of samadhi is not a small mind, it's a big mind. It's spacious. It's light, it's clear. So that being, and also the sense of, one of the images that Ajahn Chah used, I mean, a couple of images that Ajahn Chah used, which I think are really helpful for thinking about samadhi. It's kind of like samadhi is the container that holds the mind with awareness and is able to see clearly what's there without being shaken by it. So that the image that he gives is in rural Thailand, you've got these kind of little like bamboo woven domes that are maybe like this big, around. And you put a couple of chickens or a few chickens in there, you put that over it, and the chickens will sort of move around, and you throw some rice to them, and then they stay there, and you don't have to think about them. The same thing with like samadhi is the kind of dome that you put over the mind, that you observe it and watch it, and not fight with it, not struggle with it, not try to drive a stake in the ground and put a tether on the chicken so it's fighting against it. It's the same with you. You've got to give your mind enough space to not feel cramped, but enough mindfulness that it's not wandering. And so that it's a balance of mind that you're developing, so that it's able to, you know, be settled, and then the clarity comes from that. Because even the so it's like it's in the Majjhima 44 questions from Visakha to Bhikkhuni Dhammadina, where, you know, what is the basis of samadhi? I mean, what is samadhi? Samadhi is one-pointedness of our unification of mind, is a better trend. So the mind actually unifies. It's not at odds with itself. It's not struggling. It's clear, but it's unified. And even when one of the images that Ajahn Chah gives for unification is that it's like having a bowl of fruit. You've got apples, you've got pears, you've got strawberries. I mean, yeah, but it's in a bowl and you can see what's there, but it's not sort of scattered. It's not falling all over the place. It's unified. And that's the amount of unification that you need. It doesn't have to be squished down into a little point. So that the unification of the mind, say, with the basis is the four foundations of mindfulness, the equipment of the four right efforts. That is samadhi. And so it's got many components, and it is a balancing. And that's something that Ajahn Chah, Thai forest tradition, you put a lot of emphasis on the sense of a balancing. Because it's as soon as you sort of, it's got to be this, it can't be that, you're in a conundrum already. Whereas if it's this quality of what Ajahn Chah used to call just right, puddhi, it's, you know, that sense of, oh, it's just right, it's balanced. And it's just kind of nice. Bo sum, bo dam, bo dam, bo kao, bo yao, bo sam, puddhi, puddhi. It's good for the Thais. It's, yeah, not high or low. It's not high or low. It's not black or white. It's not long or short. It's just right. And, you know, that's an elusive quality that you have to be willing to intuit, rather than to, as soon as you try to fix it, oh, I've got it, you're going to be in for disappointment or frustration. So it's the sense of being comfortable with, where's that balance? How do I hold that balance? How do I hold it skillfully? Because it does take, the mind does unify. It's not just sort of scattered all over the place. It does have an object, but it can be, you know, any of the four foundations of mindfulness are fair game, which is just about anything. And then the need to establish a quality of effort that attends to the quality of mind. Because it is interesting when you say, talk about the four right efforts, it's not about how spectacular you look on your walking meditation path or how long you sit. It's about the quality of mind. Does the wholesome qualities increase and unwholesome qualities decrease? And you put the effort toward the increasing of the skillful, the decreasing of the unskillful, and there's your right effort.